The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're cooking. Now we've got a lot of things in motion here. Inside the 9 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, we're talking about the Knicks. We're about to talk about the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Got some spicy stuff with the Giants. And, of course, I'll still take your calls on Juan Soto, the GM meetings with Scott Boras, the Yankees, the Mets, all of that. I like it when it's like this. When it's a five-hour show, it's wide open. We can kind of jump around a little bit. We don't got to hammer home the same thing all show. I am a sports fan. I like to talk about everything. So let's do it. 888-808-1019. Before I add anything else to the Knicks, which now I'm watching this game a lot more closely as time is winding down and they got to pick up the urgency here. And now I'm even reading Twitter and I'm just like, you guys can't quit on the Knicks this fast. It's game seven. It's the seventh game of the season. Rome wasn't built in a day. I just saw Devontae Adams say, you know, it took them a couple days to put Rome together. Didn't Devontae Adams put that on his Instagram story? Devontae Adams cracks me up, bro. This guy shows up here for a couple hours. He's talking about the team needs more energy. He's addressing the team, bro. If you don't sit, chill. And then he's talking about how he hopes to see Jeff Olbrich continue to be the head coach here to Kay Adams. What? No. This is just an interim head coach for the rest of this year. And then everybody's gone, and you'll still be here on the roster, but they need to bring in an actual head coach. We'll get to that in a minute. But
yeah, I've been in the darkness.
I always forget the big words Aaron Rodgers used. I need to put those in the vocab. He was talking about penguins and sanguines and denouements and all types of stuff. I'm like, yo, those Jedi mind tricks don't work on me, Aaron Rodgers. But they were able
Same
to go out.
Jets.
They were able to go out and beat the Texans. They have to follow it up with the win against the Cardinals, or then it's a wrap. Like, I mean, it's really a wrap, but like, they won't be able to sell you on it's right in front of us. You know, we still control our own destiny. We got to, like, no, don't lose to the Cardinals, because then that's a wrap. And then what are you playing for? You're playing for destruction. Okay. Speaking of destruction, the Knicks destroyed that team that you loved last year. Speaking of destruction, what you thought you were going to run back, what you thought you were going to have, what you got so excited about, right? And I was going back and forth for a while. One of my greatest pieces of content, and I know it's got over 100,000 views and thousands of comments, people hating on me for telling the truth. Literally told y'all that the Celtics were going to be looking for revenge. Jason Tatum not playing in the Olympics. Jaylen Brown not being invited to the Olympics. They're running it back. They play tonight against Steve Kerr and the Warriors. Keep an eye out on that. The Bucks, they're an afterthought. But the Cavaliers, so far, so good coming out the gate. Donovan Mitchell and them. And, like, I mean, when you we'll get there. Don't tell me about the standings in November. But tell me your thoughts about this team, because it's a completely different-looking team. Yeah, sure, it's Brunson. Yeah, sure, Josh Hart is out there. But, like, that chemistry, that vibe, that mojo that they played with at the end of the year is completely gone. And now, right, you mess with the Petri dish, you're doing a whole different chemistry experiment now with these guys. They have to figure out some magic fast. Victor is in Manhattan on The Fan in New York.
Yeah, bro. I feel like the Knicks, you just showed how incompetent of a franchise you are. Like, I'm going to give you the Boston Celtics perspective. I'm a Celtics fan. You guys used to give us fits. I don't know if you've noticed the last 2 years. You guys gave us fits every time we played you. Because DiVincenzo, the energy he brings, Randall used to give us fits.
Matchups.
Why would you trade guys that gave you all that momentum that had you guys dreaming of a run to the finals last year?
Oh, I'll tell you.
What is he going to do? What has he ever won? Dude, I'm a Kentucky fan. He choked. Carl Anthony Towns choked for Kentucky, bro. We had a 7-point lead on Wisconsin. We were going under for the undefeated season. You know what he did? Three straight possessions.
I remember.
That's in the past. Violation,
don't worry
bro.
About it.
Shot
he got it. It's different now. He's home. He's playing in the Garden. He grew up a Knicks
bro,
fan.
He's
in
going
Jersey.
Nowhere. You guys used to give us fits when you had Randall and DiVincenzo and these Villanova kids. You're done, bro. You guys can't even compete with us anymore. We're going to crush you every time we play you.
Well, not me. I'm not a Knicks fan, Victor. So relax. Settle down now. Yeah, I told you we cooking, man. 888-808-1019. I'll tell you why they did what they did. Isaiah Hartenstein, he went to OKC, right? He was a huge part of that run last year. He went to OKC, he got the bag. He had to. The Knicks couldn't pay him what OKC was going to pay him. And OKC being a one seed, they're also, again, the number one seed. They're undefeated. Don't look now. They're right where they're supposed to be. He had to make that move. That left the Knicks with Mitchell Robinson as their starting center. Oh, Mitchell Robinson is hurt again. So who are you going to go with? Slam dunk champion Jericho Sims? No. Right? There was conversation about who they were going to get in the offseason. They didn't get anybody. So you got a give to get. You needed a big. And obviously Carl Anthony Towns isn't your traditional five, your traditional big. But like he's somebody that they were working on trading for earlier than just these last couple months. He's somebody that they had their eye on. And they clearly had been talking to Minnesota. And when I say you have to give to get, you couldn't just give them Julius Randle. You had to throw in one of the Villanova Wildcats. 888-808-1019. And in my take that went viral on Instagram, I said, how did they let them collect all the Dragon Balls? They reunited the champions from the NCAA tournament, the Villanova Wildcats. They reunited all four of them. When myself as a Nets fan, I was like, I was so down about it, but I would have punched that so fast. But I'm like, Sean Marks got Mikal Bridges back in the KD trade. They're chanting Brooklyn Bridges. They're trying to make this guy the star player for the Brooklyn Nets. They're never going to trade him. I'm sorry. They're just not. They're not going to do it. Ivan Roberts was his lockstep in that. I kept hearing Evan. I'm like, he's right. They're not going to trade Mikal Bridges to the crosstown rival, to the big brother in town, the team 30-minute train ride up the... They're not going to give him to you so that you can complete the set. And then they did it. And for me, it was euphoria. I was like, wow, because I just got tired of watching Mikal Bridges play. I knew he wasn't like that. And when you have Cam Thomas and you have some other pieces, some other veterans, and you even have Mikal Bridges... Twin Cam Johnson. I was like, bro, get him up out of here. It's a failed experiment. I don't care about the KD trade anymore and what you got back for that. The Knicks want him so bad where Josh Hart is trolling him every opportunity online where it's, are you okay over there? Oh, you know, you want to be with us? You know, post-game in the playoffs, you've got Josh Hart throwing Mike and Knights. You've got the big ragu next to him and Brunson. They're just yucking it up, having a great time, and they're putting up the SpongeBob meme of Squidward looking out at the window, and it's Patrick and SpongeBob having a great time, and they're saying that's Mikal Bridges. So they did it and fleeced him. And that was the first thing, right? That happened first. But you should have stopped there. And you didn't have to give up all those picks, but you did. That is the largest trade for a non-All-Star in the history of the NBA. I cannot wait to see how it plays out. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. So then, when the Carl Anthony Towns trade happens, At first I liked it because I'm like, okay, if it's a need and it'll kind of get you from, you know, now to, you know, when Mitchell Robinson comes back and they can both play together. And you know what? Like, this is Brunson's team now. He's the captain now. And after the run that they had, like, you know what? We shouldn't even have to worry about Julius Randle and his shots and how he's going to dribble the air out of the ball and how's it going to work with Julius Randle. And you know what? Dante DiVincenzo is going to be a bench player anyway. Whoop. Well, seems like you need some better bench players. Seems like you could have stood to keep that man, and I think Dante wanted to stay, judging off that preseason game where he started mouthing off at Brunson's dad and chirping a little bit. This is what happens when they let you run the show, and here we are. 888-808-1019 as the Knicks fans start to hit the line. Let's play some audio first from Wink Martindale that I just caught, and I was like, ooh, Wink, petty, but people don't forget. Let's play Wink Martindale, who is coaching in college now with the University of Michigan, and let's hear this little cut from old Wink.
I haven't sat down and thought about the long haul. When you're 61, you just try to think about tomorrow. I'm glad that I'm here. I love the players that we have. I think that it's obviously a different game, but it's a lot better than being in some places that are 2-7.
Dang. Like, I like the petty. Just see, like, before you get away from the mic, like, it's better than being in some places that are 2-7. What you mean by that? We know exactly what you mean. The petty, because you guys remember how that all went down with Brian Daboll and him and on the way out. And, you know, Brian Daboll looked you dead in the eye in the camera and acted like Wink was good. But you know what they did to undermine him and everything else that transpired. Playing or coaching in college is not coaching in the NFL. But people don't forget, and they carry that so clearly. Like, if, you know, and people always talk about being professional and all this. Nah, nope. If Wink Martindale is 61 going on 62 and still carrying that, that means there was real beef there. So when you hear all this stuff about Brian Daboll yelling at guys on the headsets and there being some type of disagreements and stuff, like, there's trouble in paradise. There's been. And we can tell by the results on the field on Sunday. 888-808-1019. I just had to sneak that in there with Wink Martindale. Knicks fans, we'll get to you. I now want to play New York Jets general manager Joe Douglas, who has emerged from the darkness that Aaron Rodgers speaks of. And I love how we played the cut from Marco where he's talking about, you know, I live to serve the owner or something like that. What? your contract's expiring, buddy.
Bruh.
What are you talking about? So let's play some cuts from Joe Douglas today. I'm not sure the order. Maybe we play the one talking about, like, not expecting to be here where the Jets are.
Obviously not where anyone envisioned us being right now at 3-6, coming out of training camp. But I do think after Thursday night game, the way we finished that game, the way we came out in the second half, I think Brick had a great message to the team on Monday, just saying, like, look, guys, none of this started the way we wanted to start it, but we still have everything in front of us. Every goal we want to accomplish is still out in front of us, and so it starts with a tough opponent in Arizona this weekend.
It's right in front of us. We hold the pen. Just got to go out there and do it. That's the hard part, though, like going out there and doing it, because there's another 11 guys in the way trying to stop you. Anyway, let's play the next cut from Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas, who was featured in, I think, last Christmas or one of those Boomer and Geo Lives, and there's another Boomer and Geo Live coming up. Let's play Joe Douglas talking about Rob Saleh and, you know, the decision to fire Rob Saleh that definitely came from Woody Johnson and, you know.
Woody spoke afterwards. I don't really have anything to add, any comment to add. All I can say is that since that decision's been made, all my energy, all my focus has been doing whatever I can to help Brick, his staff, in the locker room turn this thing around. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I like how they call him Brick. But, yeah, there is nothing to add. You know, what's he supposed to say now? Like, we all know the deal. We all know how that played out. Like, whatever. It's been weeks now. Rob is flying to Green Bay and helping to coach the Packers up. Okay, last but not least, Joe Douglas talking about his future, his job status.
Are you concerned about your future with the team, Joe?
No. I come in here every day. Just want to do whatever I can to help this team reach its goals, get to its destination, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Have you talked to Woody about your future?
Woody and I talk every day. I mean, I'm not going to get into details about any of our conversations, but, you know, singular focus right now is the Cardinals and trying to improve on this record.
Okay. Before we go to the Knicks fans calling, which, like, it's the start of the fourth quarter, you should watch the game, and then we'll react to it. That's kind of how I have things scheduled. But stay on hold. I'll get to you. It's 89-89. Little lay by Karl-Anthony Towns makes it 91-89. Knicks must win this game. This is the first half of a back-to-back where they'll face the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow, Friday night Knicks, in the Garden. And if you can win those two games to go two games above 500, you can quiet some of the naysayers. You can quiet some of the skepticism. And it's early in the season. Again, I mean, the Bucks have been struggling like nobody expected them to. You expect to see the Knicks finish this game out, get a win in Atlanta, come home and get a win in front of their fans at MSG. 888-808-1019. What I'll add to the Jets conversation before we start taking calls on the Knicks, Mike Williams looks like he belongs in Pittsburgh. He didn't look right to me in the Jets uniform. And he spoke to it. So he met the media in Pittsburgh, and they asked him what went wrong with the Jets. You know, not just him not running the right route and not being on the line and Aaron Rodgers calling him out, but he said not having OTAs, training camp, all that to get the chemistry, it's a key word here, the chemistry right with Aaron. Williams said he's real detailed. He likes what he likes. So I feel like me not being able to go in there and transitioning as quick as he probably wanted, that's what went wrong. And then he goes on to talk about Russ right away, Russell Wilson, danger Russ, Steelers country, let's ride. Russ, everybody sees it. He puts the work in, time out, a leader on and off the field. So just very thankful to have a guy like that, quarterback of this team, a leader, put us in the right positions to be successful. So here we go. I guarantee you Mike Williams, he's going to fit that. Like, I just hit my knee. But emphatically, I'm like, he's going to fit that offense so well. George Pickens is whatever he is. But, like, jump balls and Russ throwing those fade balls with touch on it. Mike Williams, go ahead, man. Go have at it. 888-808-1019. Let's take some calls on the Knicks. Let's take some calls on the Jets, on the Giants. And look at that. A Nets fan popped up. I know my Nets fans are in the background lurking like. Mark is in Jackson, New Jersey on the Fan in New York. Hello, Mark. You're live. Mark Jackson, former Knick. Mark in Jackson. Going once.
Yeah, hello?
There he is. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Hosting the show, trying to hear what you got to say about those New York Knicks.
Yeah, listen, they started the same way as last year.
Okay. Tell us more.
Yeah, so there's nothing to panic, really.
No, there's no reason to panic, but it's Sports Talk Radio, and people have called in panicking. I took two panic calls, and you get to be the voice of reason. Mark, tell us what we should look forward to with this Knicks team, what you're thinking about this team, and what you know so far in 6.5 games, soon to be 7.
Finals.
All right, Mark, you're gone. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, though. 888-808-1019. The finals. The Knicks haven't reached the finals since the early 90s. It's funny, like, so many Knicks fans just talk about the finals, the finals, the finals. My take is that this Knicks team will not reach the Eastern Conference Finals, let alone finals. My take last year was that they wouldn't reach the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle, but I turned my hater energy down because they did go on a little run. They beat a hobbled Embiid. You know, they went toe-to-toe with the Pacers until they broke some toes and hands and hamstrings and whatnot. But that take was right. This year, I just think it's like, it's not going to, we'll see what happens with the trade deadline. It's a long season, but I just think that there are better teams in the East. It's not going to materialize into the Knicks getting that high seed and just magically going to the finals. Last year was the year. And the basketball gods were not with you, right? I think Loogie calls them the uncrowned champions. The uncrowned champions, because they got hurt. That's what happens in the NBA every year. Kawhi will get hurt. KD will get hurt. Klay Thompson will get hurt. Kyrie will get hurt. You see it every year. Giannis was hurt last year. Every year, somebody's missing. Every year, somebody is missing due to injury. Kevin Love, like, we've seen it. So that's part of the game. It's a long season. You got to stay healthy. And so far, with Tom Thibodeau and this group,
that's got a short bench, the math is not mathing to me how these guys are going to be able to play this whole season and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. I don't see it. Nick is in Brooklyn. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, brother? Longtime Nets fan. Never cared about the Knicks. Never will be caring about the Knicks.
Understood.
I just wanted to ask you, listen, we traded a lot. We absolutely fleeced the Knicks when it comes to the Mikal Bridges trade.
I tried to tell them months ago, but they didn't want to hear me.
Listen, 6 first-round picks for a guy who's working on his jump shot is absolutely insane.
Like, what? Lonzo Ball.
I love it. But I want to know what you think. Are we hoping for a tank? Are we, playing for, playoff contention? What are we thinking?
Nets fans got to relax. Like, how many miserable seasons have we had? How disappointing was the whole KD Kyrie era? Let these guys hoop, man. Enjoy the early season wins. There's plenty of time to lose games and quote-unquote tank. How many years have you seen those lottery balls bounce in a certain way where, the Knicks thought they were getting Zion?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ended up with RJ Barrett. And don't look now. RJ Barrett being back in Canada with the Raptors, that's where he belongs. Check out RJ and some of the numbers he's put up early on in the season. What I'm saying is this. Like, if you're a Nets fan rooting for them to lose, like I was in a Nets space the other day. I got to find better things to do with my free time. But they were in the space complaining about beating the Grizzlies, sweeping the Grizzlies. How are we beating Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson and these guys? What's the point of this? We're supposed to tank. There's so much talent in this upcoming draft. We got all these picks in the upcoming draft. And I'm like, that stuff will sort itself out. Shout out to Nets Muse on Twitter. He says, Trump this, Trump that. The Nets have the most draft picks in the strongest draft class the NBA has ever seen. Facts. And you know what's going to happen? This Nets team with guys like Dennis Schroeder, Dorian Finney-Smith, Cam Johnson, Ben Simmons, all of those guys can be available to be traded to contenders at the trade deadline. But let them hoop right now. Let them maximize their opportunity. Let them show the NBA all of their capabilities. Let their value rise. And I hope that Sean Marks is not a dum-dum to think about, like, pushing this team forward to the playoffs. Like, Dennis Schroeder's already talking about making the playoffs. No, silly rabbit. The future plans here are to draft and develop and have our own team and not ever go the way we've gone again with KD and Kyrie or Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
But now, do you see something like 2017 Nets where we could make the playoffs with this team,
no.
The core that we have, get no. rid of Ben Simmons at the end of this year and pick up a guy, a disgruntled star, I see a lot of things about Giannis, Jimmy Butler, whatever the case may be,
and then build around them with
the team that we have.
Fingers crossed that they don't even entertain the Giannis conversation or Jimmy Butler conversation. No, you have young guys playing. No, there's no point.
But we won't have to give up. We won't have to give up too much young guys.
But they're not ready to compete and win, and they won't be for a little while. Cam Thomas is the star of the team, right? You will build around him. There's no reason to go get a Giannis or a Jimmy Butler. Keep letting these young kids hoop, right? Keep seeing what Jalen Wilson turns into, Keon Johnson turns into, Zaire Williams. Like, you have these guys. These are guys that are homegrown that you drafted. You have the opportunity to do it right. You mentioned the 2017 Nets. They had homegrown players. They had their own guys. And then what did they do?
Here comes Fat Harden. They trade away those guys. We can never get them back. We can never recreate that feeling of those guys dancing on the bench and those guys coming back and beating the Sacramento Kings and all the different things that went on that year with D'Lo, ice in his veins. And, you know, now they have the opportunity to have a mulligan. This is Sean Marks' last opportunity. He will not get another chance. I like the head coach pick. I think they actually have a head coach in Jordy Fernandez, a guy that, like, actually is watching the games, looking at the games.
Coach, absolutely.
He knows what he's looking at. He knows what he's doing. It's not Steve Nash. It's not Jacques Vaughn chewing gum and clapping. Like, there's something happening here. And the last part of it, before I let you go, is we own the Knicks picks. So we're directly tied to their success. And there is a silver lining here. All the LOL Nets, all the poking and fun they made through the, you know, blow up in our face with the KD Kyrie era. Oh, what goes around can come back around. Because if this Knicks team doesn't end up in the Eastern Conference Finals in the next 3-4 years, just wait for it, bro. Yeah, wait for it, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you, brother. Take care. Enjoy your night.
Thanks for the call, Nick. And that is your Brooklyn Nets Minute with Keith McPherson on The Fan. 888-808-1019. The Nets still in the league. You damn right, Boomer. You damn right. And if Evan can't get a word in on the Nets in the afternoon, it's early in the season, but I see the forest through the trees.
The Nets still in the league.
888-808-1019. We got to break it down. We're halfway through my 5-hour KM to AM. Join the show. We'll be right back. As we proceed to give you what you need, dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. Keep McPherson on The Fan. Second half of another 5-hour KM to AM. We've been able to do these back-to-back nights. Blessed and highly favored. Love when I get the opportunity to rock a little bit earlier and longer and connect with you, the fans that listen and call The Fan. We've got plenty to talk about. We've done the whole Scott Boris bars and Boris puns and talked about Juan Soto and the Yankees and Gerrit Cole's contract and trading Stanton, which will never happen. What they're going to do at first base, what they're going to do with some of the young players that got to play because you can't pay everybody, and what the contract's going to look like and how much money the Yankees make from merchandise and tickets. And then we started talking about the New York Knicks, and they're in a tight one right now. With about 6 minutes left, it's 103-103. Ooh, Trae Young picks Deuce McBride's pocket. Off he goes. Ice trade a gang. Anyway, we got a couple calls from... well, one Knicks fan, one Celtics fan, one Knicks fan who said the magic was gone and that they ruined it. They messed up this team. And a Celtics fan who said, oh, y'all used to give us fits with what you had. Now, these guys, it's not even going to be close. The NBA is back, baby. We're 7 games in and people are calling The Fan to make bold statements about the New York Knicks. Go, New York, go, New York, go. Should have never touched that song. See, that's a thing, man. Start to get a little too excited. You know, act like you've been there. Start doing too much, man. And change the chemistry of the team. Carl Anthony Towns is balling tonight. Can't be mad at Carl. Carl Anthony Towns is balling tonight. They better win this one. Like I said, it's the second half of a back-to-back tomorrow in the Garden with the Bucks, and they should beat the Bucks. But you know how it is in the Garden. You can hear everybody's thoughts in there. And if they struggle second half of a back-to-back against a Bucks team that started off, 1-6, you'll hear everybody in there the rumbling. So they got to quiet down the noise. They are more than capable of doing it. It is a long road in the NBA. I don't know how many times I got to say, do not tell me about the standings and the start in November. A lot of people say the NBA doesn't start until Christmas Day. 888-808-1019. By Christmas Day, the Jets will be cooked. The Giants will be cooked for sure. We played a couple clips from Joe Douglas talking about the firing of Rob Saleh, talking about his future, talking about just not expecting the Jets to be a 3-win team here going into Week 10. They face the Arizona Cardinals. Call me up if you want to talk Jets. Mike Williams is in Pittsburgh already in the black and yellow, ready to go. I guarantee you see him catch a fade route, a jump ball in the end zone from Russell Wilson, if not this week, in the upcoming weeks. And with the Giants, Wink Martindale is sneak dissing, but not even sneak dissing. He didn't have to scream from the top of the, you know, big house. He said it. It's better being here in college, right? It's a lot better than being in some places that are 2-7. Some places. What place are you talking about? What are you talking about? East Rutherford. MetLife Stadium. That's tough. They can't win a game there. And now there's just all these things floating around the Giants. I knew there would be a last place team. I heard the guys giving their predictions and going back to the number of wins. I know if I go back to my notes, I had them as a fourth place team in this division. No more than 5 wins. And I think that's going to, that'll probably grade out. They should be able to get 2 wins in these next 4 weeks. But what good does that do? We just went through this last year. Every night of last season, myself into Big Mac saying, tank, what are y'all doing? Lose these games. And I know you can't tank, but like, lose the games. Lose the games. You need a quarterback. You're going to be stuck with Daniel Jones another year. And this is it for Daniel Jones. Pretty soon, they gotta sit him down. They can't let him get hurt and all that, yada, yada. And he's not the future. It's done. We've seen enough of Daniel Jones. So, 888-808-1019. They're going to face the Carolina Panthers in Germany. You cannot lose to the Panthers. The last team that lost to the Panthers fired their head coach. And you went and got Spider-Man. Brian Burns from the Panthers. Remember watching Hard Knocks and the connections that Joe Shane has with the Panthers, used to work over there with Dan Morgan, and those guys struck a deal, and we were all excited about that, and they gave Burns all that money. They didn't want to pay Saquon. Well, don't lose to the Panthers. Do not lose to the Panthers over there in Germany. Moose out in Jamaica, back on the fan. What's up, Moose?
You're
what up?
Chilling, boss. For what it's worth, I don't see us losing to the Panthers. I mean, with their offensive line, the trades they made, traded everybody away, we might get 8 or 9 sacks on them, to be fair, early in the morning. I don't know if they woke up with anything bubbling in their blood to really take this laying of the wood from, because they really don't have an offensive line. And,
hey, yo,
number one strength.
It won't be 9:30 in the morning. It'll be 9:30 in the morning here. I think there's a 6-hour time difference over there. So it'll be...
But body clock. I know they left early, but body clock. Body clock.
The Giants aren't... I don't think the Giants are there yet. It's Wednesday. I don't think they fly over there until... I don't think they're there yet.
We'll see what happens. All things being considered, I have to see the Giants covering because
their
offensive line is
-6.
I was able to place my bet in at 5.5. I caught it early.
Get up, enjoy it. It's special when your team is that first early game, and I know it's not great here to wake up that early on.
Every Sunday, I made it a tradition this year, especially to go over to my parents' house. I live by myself now for a while, so I do. My sisters visit the family on Saturday. I visit Sunday, get breakfast, get lunch. We eat together, enjoy the games, all that, the whole night.
Kegs and eggs, breakfast and beers, have an early one, watch the Giants get a win. And you don't get too many of those wins, and this should be a win.
We'll see what happens. We watched the Jets game against the Vikings. That wasn't pretty. I was telling my dad, like, oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers just under threw that.
Funny you bring that up, because in my notes, I'm like, last time we watched the New York team play in London, their head coach got fired after. Dable cannot lose to the Panthers. He's safe. They're not going to fire him, but they could fire him. Dennis Allen got fired.
This is why I believe in Dable. This is not the point of my call. I'll get to that in, like, a second. But not to rep another network, but Mel Kiper Jr., if you watch his breakdown of the 2018 draft on Josh Allen, right, it was, and you see his career projections, first year, second year, third year, with Dave Ball as his quarterback, coach, offensive coordinator. You look at the stats, first year, trash, second year, trash, third year, Pro Bowler, and to the moon since then. So, like that, Dave Ball is responsible for that. And if you literally watch Mel Kiper...
We give Dable too much credit for Josh Allen, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I have confidence because I was going with my friends saying, I think we should take Josh Allen, maybe we can develop him, whatever. The talk among the boys, like, who should the Giants draft? And I said, I'm not so sure on Josh Allen. I don't think he's played against legit, like, NFL athletes in college because of his conference and whatever. But to the point of my call, I'll be quick. Remember when I was talking about possibly
Brian O'Carrick?
Brian O'Carrick. I think he has a different delineation that's in his native tongue. But enunciation correct. I just want to be correct. Respectful from that.
Okay, go on.
But yeah. So, like, this is a contract year. So I was thinking about them possibly trading in the offseason. Not so fast. It's a contract year, sir. And people were talking about why didn't they move him and they wanted a better draft pick. Yeah, because he's having a career year. seems like every game, 10
he's a
tackles,
good player.
Two and, tackles for loss,
yeah.
A forced fumble, and something good. Like, he's absolutely dominated the league now that Thibodeau has been injured. So his stock is high. But he's a free agent at the end of the year, so you can get him for cheap, which means we can't get a third or second rounder for him, package that for a better quarterback. So I have to correct myself on that.
What? You can't. Okay, I see what you're saying. Thanks for the call, Moose. You can't get a third or fourth rounder for Bobby Okereke at the deadline that just passed, and you could package that to trade up and get a better quarterback in the 2025 NFL draft. Yeah. And I look at it as the Giants and these like fake morals they try to have and this like imaginary culture that they're trying to build. Similar to last year when they were saying, oh, we can't trade Saquon because he means too much to the locker room. Bobby Okereke is the leader of the defense, and he means a lot to the locker room. He's a good player, and he's a guy that a lot of those guys follow behind, and they're not going to trade him at the deadline. They didn't trade Azeez Ojulari. They didn't trade Darius Slayton. They didn't trade anybody. You know why? Because they're about to try and win some games here. They're about to try and make a run here. And look at all these Knicks fans down there in the A at State Farm Arena. They've come alive as the Knicks have taken a 5-point lead with 2.5 minutes left in this game. So for you Knicks fans, settle down. Let's see if they can close this one out. Back to the phone we go. Robbie in Lenox, back on the Fan.
I was just laughing. I'm like, a good neighbor. State Farm is there. How you doing, Keith?
What's up?
Glaber is there, right? Not anymore.
Malik Nabers is there.
Malik Nabers is right. I got to talk about the Giants and then one comment about the Yankees, but if I can. About the Giants, to me, you know what this is? This starts with the ownership, to me, with John Mara. Look at the last 10 years. Look who they've hired. They brought in Shurmur. He was a horrible head coach. They brought in three guys that had no head coaching experience. And I'm really sick of hearing about Brian Daboll being responsible for Josh Allen's success. Josh Allen's playing right now. I don't see Brian Daboll coaching him right now.
He's like, enough of that already.
And I think that Daboll bothers me. Like, here's, for example, why. Okay. Last week, okay, in the game that they just lost, you know, by 5 points, going for two twice, 2-point conversions bothered me. But here's what bothers me. You ran the ball beautifully for all that yards in the first half. Well, isn't that supposed to set up play action passing? This guy's like a college coach. One week he's throwing the crap out of the ball and not running the ball. Then the next week he's running the ball and not throwing the ball and not allowing Daniel to even play pass. Look at this number. Malik Nabers, 9 catches for 59 yards. This is a guy who runs an offense, Brian Daboll. He's an offensive rookie.
I watched the game. They were running the ball effectively. Right. So I guess you don't abandon the run. Tyrone Tracy mixing it up with Jones running the ball. But, yeah, you're right. Malik Nabers still got to be a focal point of the offense earlier. And that's why Malik said what he said after the game. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the strategy is. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
And when's the last time the Giants also keep starting to drop? When's the last time the Giants had an old pro linebacker? I mean, you got to go back probably, you know, the coach of the Raiders I'm thinking of. You got to go back to a guy like that. I mean, and to
when's
maybe
the last
Jesse
time they
Armstrong.
Had what for a linebacker?
When's the last time they had an all pro linebacker?
Oh.
I mean, they don't have anybody. Every time somebody runs through Dexter Lawrence when he's getting creamed by three people, all you see is guys up the middle, running up the middle. Why was the defense so horrible the other day? I mean, I can't understand. And you know the other thing before I go, and thanks. They always give up the big play, whether it's 3rd and 18, 3rd and 21, a big touchdown before the half like they did. And this has been going on for years. This is just not now. The Giants always give up big chunk plays all the time. And I'm just thinking it's the talent. The talent's just not good. Who scares you on defense when you see them every week, Keith?
Nobody in the secondary. Sexy Dexy. I guess Brian Burns.
Right. And that's it. So, I mean, I can't take away Shane, you know, yet after 2 years. Because people have to realize this. This is the third year of a rebuild. It's a young team. They need more talent. People have to understand, in the first year of Dable's coaching, okay, listen, they had the easiest schedule in the National Football League, okay? And they also played a 24th-ranked defensive team on the road in Minnesota. Do I give them credit for winning? Yeah, but they turned Daniel Jones into a college quarterback that they ran all over the place. That's not what you want in the NFL. And just think if the Giants had a guy like in Daniels right now, how good they would be. You know, it's a combination of a lot of things, Keith. It's bad drafting, but it starts with ownership. Because, to me, go... That's why they're screwing around. Go get Bill Belichick. Why isn't Bill Belichick getting a call from John Mara?
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Yeah,
Lawrence Taylor was an all-pro. He's familiar with Bill Belichick. You know, it's funny, too, because, like, we talk a lot about Jaden Daniels and them missing out on Jaden Daniels. It's not a guarantee that if Jaden Daniels was on this team, he'd be as successful as he is in Washington. I was telling you guys, man, I gotta get an intern or a young guy to, like, start saving some of my tapes. I was telling you guys that the Commanders were coming, that the Commanders were signing veterans like Bobby Wagner, like Austin Eckler, that they drafted well, that Dan Quinn basically quit on the Dallas Cowboys. They had no defensive game plan in the playoffs to go up against the Packers because Dan Quinn was 1 foot into D.C. And Jaden Daniels came into a situation where they have multiple running backs, receivers. They already had scary Terry McLaurin. And then you add a couple guys like Noah Brown, Omalatius Sakius, however you pronounce his name. Dyami Brown was already there. They drafted Young McCaffrey. They added Zach Ertz a couple years ago. Like, they had some players and some pieces already. Now they just added Marshawn Lattimore. Like, they're ready to roll. They're ready to roll. So it's no guarantee that if the Giants did effectively tank last year, they would have got Jaden Daniels, added him to this offense, to this team, and he would have succeeded. The offensive line is still a pain point for the New York Giants. Who would Jaden Daniels be throwing to if Malik Nabers wouldn't be on the team if you got Jaden Daniels? Who would he be throwing to? Wandale and Darius Slayton? No, Jalin Hyatt. He'd be throwing a ball downfield to Jalin Hyatt. Maybe he would, honestly. 888-808-1019. I said, let's see if the Knicks close this out. I was trying to tell Knicks fans to relax. They need a 3-point shot in this next 46 seconds. It's 114-111 Hawks. It ain't over till it's over. I told y'all to learn from the Yankees in that fifth inning. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. New York City, you're now rocking with the best. Your boy KM on the Fan. It's nighttime. You know how it goes. 2 more hours. Let's get it. Well, the Knicks, they're not about to get it. They're about to catch an L. And here we go with the Knicks calls that are going to roll right in. 888-808-1019. Talking about everything now is wide open. I mean, everything from Scott Boras and Juan Soto. And I wanted to add some more stuff to Scott Boras and Juan Soto. I had a caller that just dropped off. They couldn't hang on any longer. I understand. It's a long wait. You get through Connor Green screening the calls, and you get into the queue, and then we got to go to break, and then we're talking about other things. And the Juan Soto conversation was really, you know, the first hour or so on the Fan. And then into 9 o'clock a little bit, but then we started talking about Joe Douglas and the Jets. No Jets fans even care to comment on that. I understand. Don't lose to Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. I think your defense could have some trouble with Kyler Murray, with those receivers, that tight end. And they got a couple scrappy young running backs. But yeah, we started talking about the Giants because Wink Martindale was at a podium saying, yeah, it's better to be in college than to be some other places that are 2-7. And then we started thinking about Joe Shane and Dan Morgan and the ties between the Giants and the Carolina Panthers as Germany has been blessed with the game of all games coming up at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Can't lose that one. And I don't think they will. They're 6-point favorites. And maybe Joe Shane knows something about his former employer that we don't know. They can't lose that game. Dennis Allen lost his job losing to the Panthers last week. So here we go, Brian Daboll. You better be ready to face Bryce Young. And I think it's going to be tough for little Bryce Young. He had a good game last week, but it's going to be tough with that defensive line of the Giants. Giants secondary has got to be better. And I do expect to see them get Malik Nabers going. I think that this is a team that Malik Nabers can get back to, 100-yard game, maybe 10 receptions, find the end zone. Daniel Jones fighting against potentially being benched and also trying to stay healthy and stay on the field. And this is one of the games that the Giants have to win. So we spoke about that a little bit. And I said that this Knicks game was a Knicks game that they needed to win. I came on and I said it was a must-win. I put on my Instagram, Twitter before I went live, this is a must-win game for the Knicks. And it just went final. The Atlanta Hawks defeat the Knicks 121-116. The Hawks are now 4-5, I believe. And your New York Knicks dip under 500. Dum bum bum. Panic time. It's not panic time at all. But I know there's some people that are like, man, What did they do to this team, bro? This is not it, bro. So, taking your calls on the Knicks, taking your calls on the Giants, taking your calls on the Jets, the Mets, Juan Soto, and the New York Yankees. I got a Devils fan on the line. We're definitely going to come to you first, Braden. So stay on hold. 2 hours left in my 5-hour KM to AM. Don't go anywhere. We're right back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.